we're entering the third year of this terrible tragedy in this country. And what's happening is that because people's purchasing power, lack of salaries, lack of factories or jobs being available for people, civil servants not being paid, that's on the one side. And on the other side, we have many restrictions on importation, the banking sector, the economy's on its last legs. So people are struggling on both sides to actually be able to buy food, to be able to afford to buy food and feed their families. And that's why you've got 7 million people in this country who don't know where their next meal's coming from. Mm-hmm. And that's part of a massive tragedy. And at the same time, the conflict rages in more parts of the country. Open hostilities have opened up in the western coast, for example. Most recently, in the last 2 months, almost 60,000 people have been displaced because of a new military front on the west coast by the Saudi-led coalition pushing against the northern Houthis and others.
70% of the people in Yemen are in need of assistance. Is it famine yet or not yet?
IPC is an integrated food security classification system mm-hmm. where you go to parts of a country and then you do an investigation on things like food availability, nutritional status, health availability, the price of goods, and you put together an understanding of what are the conditions in that situation. And you number the categories 1 to 5. 5 is famine. And 4 is emergency. And so what we have in our place is phase 4 and phase 3 situations here. And that's where you're in a very difficult position.
Mm-hmm. So very close.
Very fragile environment.
Indeed. In the 25th of April, a donor conference will be held in Geneva to mobilize funds. How are you preparing for it? And what do you expect from it?
Thankfully, we've got the UN Secretary General, who is this first big international event he'll chair. It will be co-hosted by the Swiss and the Swedish government, taking place on the 25th of April in Geneva, and it's at ministerial level. The idea is then is to try and bring much-needed attention to high-level attention and to generate some sort of better understanding by the governments and by public in general, the suffering that's been endured by the people of Yemen for too long. Mm-hmm. Yemen competes with Syria and with Yemen, and it doesn't get with Syria and Iraq, and it doesn't get the attention it duly deserves as one of the largest humanitarian crises, if not the largest food security crisis in the world. And the unfortunate thing is we are at a very difficult moment. We're at a knife's edge in terms of fundraising. We're only at 7% of the appeal, which is $2.1 billion we need for all sector coverage for a population of 12 million people who are in acute need. And right now we've got 7%, and if we can't change that equation, the possibility of famine and other serious humanitarian catastrophic issues are going to be very much part of our agenda in the year ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mr. McColdrick, what is your message ahead of the conference to the donor community?
My message would be you come here and you understand that the YHRP, the response plan we've developed, is very methodologically sound, purely evidence-based. It's been prioritised already. We need cash on the day. We don't need pledges. We don't need promises. Mm-hmm. And we don't need talk of reconstruction and recovery. We need this to be a purely humanitarian event where people come here and understand the magnitude and the scale, which words and numbers cannot possibly describe the suffering and the pain and injustice that people in this country have to face. And they have to come willingly to that conference and be willing to help save Yemen.